Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, sin me, Gloria, nada de mí.
Woodard, so happy to be here on this morning with you guys. I so enjoy all of your comments, all of your feedback. I am just so blessed by you all on today and every day. This is a day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. So on this morning, I'm coming before you from Jeremiah chapter 17, and I just want to read just one passage of scripture. I just wanted just to tell you all to just be encouraged on today as we continue to pray for the loss of Daniel Mutchison Jr. Amen, Daniel Mutchison Jr. So we do remember Butch in a great special way and remember his wife Renee and his mother Sister Mutchison and father Deacon Mutchison and his siblings and his whole family. Amen. So We're going to move on today. So keep his family, the family and the Mutchison family in your prayers. Amen. So and their children. Amen. And their children. Amen. So we're going to move right along and continue to bless the name of the Lord. But one thing we know for sure, that Butch was saved. Hallelujah. There's nothing about losing a loved one. And even though we may mourn them, but we know where they're going. Hallelujah. We know that they're going to a better place. Why? Because he confessed with his mouth and believed in his heart that what? Jesus raised his son from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's that simple. Just believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who are confused about salvation, you can always inbox me or email me on hopevictorious2@gmail.com. On YouTube, you can message me. On Facebook, Hope Victorious, you can message me. On Instagram, you can DM me, hopevictorious2. God is good, y'all, and I'm just truly blessed on today. Amen. So let me continue to read scriptures, but let us pray before we go forward. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we bless you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise, oh God. We thank you for today and we thank you for every day. We thank you for new mercies. We thank you for new beginnings, God. We thank you, Father God, for picking us up, God, when we feel like we're down, God. Even when you know we're down and we may not admit it to ourselves, you pick us up anyway, God. And God, we thank you for loving us when we love ourselves, for always embracing us, for caring for us, for driving us, for pushing us. God, we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So on this morning, I wanted to read this passage of scripture for him. So today, we're going to be talking about trial and error. Trial and error. When I looked at my dictionary, the dictionary says for trial and error means it's a fundamental method of problem solving. It's a characterized by repeated, varied attempts, which are continued until success or until the practitioner stops trying. But we're not even speaking that. Hallelujah. It says, so I'm just going to leave that out. It says attempts which are continued until success. Hallelujah. Continue until success. Because some folk, he said, or until the practitioner stops trying. Sometimes we stop trying when it says trial and error. We stop trying, but no, we're going to take the sentence right before that says repeated varied attempts which are continued until success. Hallelujah. Try again. Hallelujah. So that's what we're speaking on today. Trial and error, but not so much of the error, but the trial to get it done. Hallelujah. The trial to keep on going, you know, and so that the practitioner keeps going until they succeed at it. Hallelujah. So I was just blessed just by God just pouring into my spirit on this morning, because I'm like, God, it was yesterday, and he's like, trial and error. And I was like, trial and error. I said, yeah. I said, but how can I talk about the trial and error? And I know sometimes we fall down and we get up, and I get that. But I'm talking about in terms of the error part. I don't even want to think about the error part. Yeah, we do make mistakes, but I know that anything that we do through God, it shall last. Anything that we move and push through the Lord, it shall sustain. It shall come to pass. Amen. So until many very attempts until the practitioners succeed at what they're doing. Whew, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But our scripture on this morning, which takes me to one moment, you guys. Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 8. I love this scripture. It says, they will be like a tree planted by the water Jeremiah 17. I'm struggling here. I didn't print my big print this morning. It says they will be like a tree planted by the waters that stands out of its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries. I'm going to read that again. I love this scripture. Jeremiah 17:8. They will be like a tree planted by the waters that stands out, its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. So it ain't afraid of nothing. That tree planted by the rivers of water, the tree that's planted by the waters, it don't even matter. When heat comes, it's still standing, and it has no worries. And that's how we have to be. When God give us something, don't have any worries about it. Amen? And then it says, there, when he comes, its leaves are always green. So the leaves ain't turning. The leaves ain't being shady. The leaves is not being two-faced. The leaves ain't never changing. Never changing. Just like my dad always say, a leopard is still a leopard. The spots may change, but it's still a leopard. You see what you get. Hallelujah. So it's always green. I love that. And then it says, it has no worries. In a year of drought, and never fails to bear fruit. Oh, in the year of drought, 1 year of drought, it will never fail to bear fruit. It never fails. It never fails to bear fruit. So it don't matter what comes up against it. It don't matter what comes up and what then, because it may bend, but it's not going to break. It may bend, but it's not going to fall over. It may bend to the point, but it bounces right back up. Hallelujah. And it has no worries when heat comes up against it. So when the fire gets hot, everything is just falling, Lord. When the fire gets hot and then the heat starts stirring up, it don't even matter, because it's not going to fold. It's not going to come undone. It's not even worrying when drought comes, because it's still going to bear fruit. It's still going to do everything that God calls it to do. And if we could be like a tree planted by the waters, hallelujah. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. You better get some rubber band legs. You know how rubber do. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Just rubber legs, like bounce back at it. Do what God called you to do. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Know that you got this. Know that you have it. And it's so amazing, because sometimes we feel like, Lord, you know, I'm struggling right now. We feel like, Lord, I can't do this job you called me to do. I'm going to do it a couple times, and after the first couple of attempts, I'm done. Mm-mm. Because when you're doing something that God called you to do, then it shall succeed. It shall, the manifestation is already done when God called you to a job. But the key thing, when God calls you to something, you will never fail at it. You just got to keep on going, keep on pushing. And maybe it's a different direction God wants you to go through to get to that thing. Okay, go through that direction. But the key is to pray about that thing. The key is to rejoice in the Lord. Me and Reverend Shamisha was talking about yesterday about things that when God gives you something, it won't fail. When you succeed at that thing, it won't fail. When God gives it to you, when he gives it to you, it won't fail. But that's the key, praying and believing God for that thing, praying and being like a tree by the waters. It had no worries. That was Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 8. The tree had no waters, no worries. And when drought came for a year, it still didn't fear about bearing fruit. Because when it felt like everything was coming up against it and it was dry and I see nothing, no production out of this thing coming, but I'm just going to wait because I don't have no words because I know God got me. Oh, glory be to God. Is that some way to be? When you know that God has you, when you know that nothing with anything that comes your way, God got you and I ain't worried about it. I'm not worried about nothing because I know God is going to take care of everything. If anybody get a foreclosure on my home, I know that God got it figured out. I'm going to call, I'm going to phone and work my resources out and see how I can save my home. Hallelujah. When I get a shut-off notice for the electric bill or a gas company, I know I'm going to get on the horn and I'm going to get on the phone and I'm still going to call in people for resources to help me. Why? Because I know that he got me. And I know that when I step out, I know that he's going to carry me. I know that he's going to embrace this thing because he knows any and every hair on your hair is numbered. Every piece of strand is numbered in. He knows all, every strand of your hair. Oh, Jesus. Glory be to God. See, he watches over you and know you. He watches over you. He watches over you. If he watch over Tiny Sprout, you think he ain't going to watch over his own? Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. If we can get to a place where we start fighting through some stuff, get to a place where we say, Lord, I know you gave it to me, but I don't see the fruit. You going to bear those fruit. There's no doubt about that. You're going to keep bearing the fruit, and God is going to replenish. God is going to restore. God is going to multiply it. That stuff is already done. The manifestation is already done. Hallelujah. God done already did it. He didn't already did it. He didn't already push. He didn't already did it. He did. If he gave it to you, he did it. It's already done. You just got to work it out, like working out your soul salvation, work it out. So don't worry about that business that God asked you to do and you did it. You don't think that God is going to reproduce? You don't think that he's going to come through big and bold? Oh, yes, he is. You believe that thing and you keep on going. You believe that thing and keep on going. So you are a winner. I'm going to share something with you. I've been working on my health. I've been working on in terms of being healthy, just not for weight loss, but just being healthy. And it's something because I entered into a 21-day challenge, and I did not win the challenge. But my sister Nikki and Penny last night were saying, well, you know what? It don't matter whether you won or not because you already won. You may not want to challenge, but you won taking control over your health, taking control over your workouts, taking control over your eating habits. So you already won. And I already won. I'm already a winner. I may not have won the challenge, but I won when it came over my mindset of getting up in the morning working out, getting up in the morning doing something about it. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you is that just taking control over those things, you know, of your life. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the progress. I'm excited about the process and the progress. Hallelujah. But I didn't allow that to get me down. Like, oh, my God, I didn't win the challenge. No, but I did win something. I won. I have a committed spirit in terms of taking care of myself, working out. And just not for the weight loss, for working out and being healthy and feeling good and having so much energy. I know y'all like, girl, you got a lot of energy already. Yes, I do. My mama said I had so much energy when I was little. Oh, my God. My grandma Esther was like, Lord, this girl got so much energy. Oh, my God. So what I'm saying to you is that just taking control over those things, when you run up the steps, you're not winded. Like, me and Reverend Pam was talking about that. You run up the steps, you are winded. Like, ooh, no, I can't. So what I'm saying to you is that I may not have won the challenge, but I did win. That was their challenge, but I already won. I'm already a winner because I accomplished a goal of even getting to the finish line. Woo, glory. Jesus. Woo, just getting to the finish line. To the finish line. So I got to the finish line. So just imagine doing what God called you to do, but I'm getting to this finish line. I don't care if they say I'm a winner. I'm a winner in God's eyes. I'm victorious in God's eyes. I am victorious. I'm victorious because I believe that I could win, and even if I didn't win to their magnitude, I already won. I'm a winner because I made up my mind to do something about it. Hallelujah. So make up in your mind today to do something about where you are, to do something about your situation, to do something about, and don't keep just thinking about it. Get up and do it. You're reading, but you're not actually doing anything. You're just sitting there. No, while I'm doing it, I'm reading. I'm educating myself. I'm pulling myself through. I'm getting everything I need to do to move forward. That's what you do. You got to keep on going. Even when it seems like the clock is racing against you, forget about the clock. Keep going. Forget about the clock and keep pushing. Forget about the clock and know that God got you. Know that he's on your side. Know that if God is for you, who can be against you? For the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. It belongs to the Lord. It belongs to the Lord. Everything belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm excited on today because I realized something in the wait to be unbendable. And then don't allow your legs to break. Be like a rubber band where you just bounce right back. I may be stretched, but God is stretching me for a reason. He's stretching me so much places where I thought I would never be. He's stretching me so much where I can't believe before my eyes. Things that I cannot share. He's just stretching me so much and learning so much. And I give it all to God because he is the only one who I trust, who I put my confidence in. No man, but I put my confidence in God. And when you succeed at everything, it's because of God allows you to succeed. Success comes from him. See, I don't say because of this and because of that. I know I'm successful because of God. And I know that God put people in your life so you can become successful. Hallelujah. So I don't ignore those things that God put in my life to help me, to cultivate me along the way, like my mother teaching, my father teaching me, my spiritual mother, Reverend Dr. Moore, teaching me. So you learn so many different things in life because God put people in your life and so many people in your life to guide you. You know, to put you on the right track. Those are blessings. Those are part of your process to succeed in life. So don't get to the point where you don't want to hear nothing. You're ignoring everybody. Because God do put people in your life to help you get to that next level, to push you. But see, I know it's not them. I know it's God. I know that it's God directing them to push you, me, to push you. So don't ignore those folks that's coming to trying to help them. I'm not saying let everybody come in. Mm-mm. I'm talking about with prayer. See, Nehemiah prayed about everything. His team, which direction, where I'm going to get my resources from. He prayed about everything. If you read Nehemiah, ooh, this man prayed about everything. On his journey to rebuild the gate around the temple, he prayed about everything. Guess what? It was completed in the time that it was supposed to be completed. He stayed on the course, and even though when the enemy came up against him, he allowed himself to be planted like a tree by the waters. That's how he allowed himself to be planted in God, steadfast and unmovable. Even when the enemy came up against him about rebuilding the gate. And then he had enough wisdom and intelligence in the Lord to know, these folk ain't trying to help me. These folks are trying to set me up and give me a bad reputation and may try to kill me, but no. Mm-mm. He trusts in God. And even when they say, oh, we come in the name of the Lord, he knew they wasn't talking about the Lord. You know, we're talking about the idols that you worship, but I know you ain't talking about my Lord because I know that's not who you worship. He didn't get caught up because of things shining in his face. He didn't get caught up and say, okay, maybe this is a better way for me to do it. No, he went according to how God told him to do it and had discernment. No, these folk ain't coming to help. So you got to be careful who coming to help. That's why I pray about everything. Pray about your team. But I had to open myself up, because if you had to open myself up, I would not be able to grow. Because sometimes we just hold on to things so tight and be so guarded, like, oh, my God, this person going to steal that. They're going to steal this. They're going to say this. They're going to say that. And I had to open up just a little bit and trust God in the process. Because if you don't, Hope Victorious wouldn't grow. If I continue to hold on to things and I allow people to speak or say, Hope Victorious can't grow. So I had to put myself out there. I had to put myself out there in conversations. Yeah, I may not feel like I was qualified to be in, but God says, I qualify you. I opened up your mouth, and when you open up your mouth through you, so you are qualified. So stop disqualifying yourself before you speak. Woo, glory be to God. Stop disqualifying yourself before you even get in the room. And allow God to speak through you. And yes, you fit. And yes, you belong. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. Woo! Let me tell you, I feel glory on this morning. Hallelujah. I feel glory on this morning. God is so faithful. Oh, God, I thank you and I thank God. Hallelujah. My broadcast is getting ready to end, so let us close out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your word. I thank you for clarity. I thank you for pushing past me, Father God, and pushing me past my thoughts, pushing me past my pain, pushing me past my sorrow, pushing me past mourning. Hallelujah, God. God, go before everyone that's on this line, everyone, Father God, that's on this call, everyone, Father God, that's listening in, Father God, from Facebook to YouTube. God, I thank you and I bless you. God, I ask that, God, if you will just go before, hallelujah, the Mutchison family on today, God. I ask, God, if you will touch every soul, you will touch every heart, God. In the name of Jesus, God, go before our Pearlie on today, God. Go before my spiritual mother, Reverend Dr. Moore, and my mom on today. Touch the Bond family, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, you know all about it. We know you know all about it, God. Direct it, God. Heal and save, God. In the name of Jesus, heal and save, my Lord. Touch my whole family, Father God. Touch everyone that's on this call. Those who will be on every week, God. God bless you. God, continue to touch all of our children at school, God, in the name of Jesus, God, brother, elementary, all the way up to college, Father God, we do thank you on today. We thank you on today, God, and we glorify you, Father. Touch those loved ones, Father God, who needs healing on today, God, who needs a made-up mind to be clean, who needs a made-up mind, Father God, to just work in you, Father God, and love on you, God. Continue to touch Della Weiss on today. Continue to touch Gwendolyn Gardner on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. God, we bless you. God, we thank you. God, we bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And touch my pastor, Reverend Joshua, good God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Continue to lift up the Wilson family. Hallelujah. God is good. I just bless his name. I just bless his name because he is fire. Do you hear me? He is fire. Hallelujah. Woo, I just love him. So God bless you all. I see you all next week. Know that he loves you. Know that God cares for you. Know that you are a survivor. And you didn't already won. You didn't already won. Hallelujah. God bless you. Bye.